at the Ghanaian system. It works on the same rules and principles as any other single member district party system. And by that, I just basically mean any system where when you hold an election, you can only have one winner. So Ghana, like the U.S., like much of the British world, in fact, has a system where only one candidate can win. And what this does is this makes a rational voter decide which of the two dominant parties they like the best. If they hate them both, if they love them both, you know, that's an odd situation. For the most part, people have a preference for one over the other. Why do they do this? Why do they make this rational calculation? Well, they make this rational calculation because they know that if they vote for one of the other parties, the CPP, the PNC, etc., or an independent candidate, especially in the presidential elections, what they're going to do is they're going to end up throwing a vote to someone who has no reasonable chance of winning. In Ghana, at least, you have a little bit of a preference for third parties and minor parties in the parliamentary candidates. Because you don't have a runoff and you can win with fewer than 50% of the votes, you do have a system which is a little bit more encouraging towards minor parties than you would have, let's say, in the U.S. Although you see even there, because much of the voting is dominated by the top of the ticket, you don't end up with a ton of independents or third-party candidates. Why do you choose one of the two dominant parties? Why do people keep going back even when they complain? Well, they go back for the same reason people in the U.S. go back to these parties when they complain.
Because these are their two choices. There are big, big stakes, I think, in Ghana, and I think this is a little bit of the way the party system is different there than it is here. There are much bigger stakes for your typical citizen in Ghana than your typical citizen in a democracy like the U.S.